Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is written for us in St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, beginning at the first verse. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. So far our text, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we have gathered in your house to hear your holy word. We pray that you would speak to us through it, dispel our doubts and fears, and reassure us that Jesus is our Savior from sin. Pour out your Spirit upon us and sanctify us so that we would live holy lives according to your will. Sanctify us then by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In Jesus the Christ, dear fellow redeemed, Bethany will change you. In fact, whether you're conscious of it or not, that's actually what you want. You want Bethany Lutheran College to change you. The students here are currently high school graduates. That's not how you want to leave Bethany. You want to be changed. You want to be a bachelor. Okay. Education is change. Some of you are athletes and musicians. Some of you are artists. You come here to be changed, to improve your skills in those areas. You'd probably be very disappointed if 4 years later you're still at the same level of performance. Bethany will change you, and you want to be changed. Is that the attitude and thought that you came with here to chapel this morning? Did you walk in through those doors or up those steps thinking, I want to be changed today? I want this chapel service to change me. Maybe some of you didn't. Maybe some of you didn't. Regardless of your intent, that is what God wants for you. God, through His holy word, wants to touch you in mind and heart and work a change in you. So on the basis of our text, what does God want to change about you today? Well, our text holds two changes that God has worked. He says, you were raised with Christ, and that your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Okay? Two radical changes that God has worked in you. And we're going to come back to them. But there are two imperatives, so commanding words in our text. And they are the word for seek, and the word for set your minds on. And so God is giving us a command. And it's interesting that in the Greek, he uses the present tense imperative. Now, what does that mean? In general, when the present tense imperative is used, it means an ongoing, a continuous action. So on the basis of this text, God is trying to change what you are seeking and change what your minds are set upon. And not just here this morning for a one-time event, but that this would be an ongoing process in your life. Wouldn't it be good if God only had to give us a command once and then we just did it? God knows our nature. And so he says, keep on seeking the things above. Keep on setting your minds on heavenly things. So, what are you seeking today? What is occupying your mind? I could even say, what are you obsessed with? There are earthly things that gain our attention and cause us to chase after them. Sometimes young people get sick of hearing about sex, drugs, and rock and roll, if I'll finish the statement right. And pastors are always warning us about them. I don't like to draw too much attention to them. But at the same time, in your age group, you have to admit that sex, drugs, and alcohol are something that are right in front of you. And maybe even some of the people that you mix with, they're putting them right in front of your face. And so to ignore them as things that we seek after, or to ignore them as things that can occupy the space in our mind, that's just not reality. But what other things are you obsessed with, occupied with? I think maybe one of the things that we don't talk about enough is video games. Just think about how we can become preoccupied with them. And we get that buzz, right, when we conquer that last monster at the end of the level. Or we see our experience points growing and we're getting more power. You know, that can be a pleasure-seeking activity where it's the last thing we do before we go to sleep, and it's the first thing we think about in the morning. That's an earthly thing too. Whatever is occupying your mind, whatever you are chasing after, God wants you to stop right now and to think about that and be changed. To reorganize your priorities and to set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. So now I told you there were two radical changes that God worked in us that are stated in our text. The first is you have been raised with Christ. Packed into that statement, Paul is drawing our attention previous in the book of Colossians, but even in the analogy of faith, he's drawing us back to our baptisms, where our old sinful nature was drowned. It was put to death. And we were given a new life. We were raised with Christ by the power of Jesus' resurrection. Our baptisms now are life-giving. We're so intimately connected with Jesus that we're actually a new person. We've died to our sins and risen to new life. Now, when you look at the priorities of the past and you see all of the sinful things that you've set your mind and your heart upon, you can be wondering, how can God forget that? How can God forget the things that I've said and done and thought? How does He deal with my guilt? Our text says we're hidden with Christ in God. You are so intimately connected with Jesus through your baptism that His life actually surrounds you. His perfect life is now all that God sees when He looks at you. All of your imperfections, all of your failings, all of your sins are covered by His perfect life. And if that weren't enough, God killed His own Son as punishment for your sins. Talk about taking care of business. God has left nothing undone, no stone unturned. Your guilt is taken away as far as the east is from the west. So you are raised with Christ. You have a new life. Your guilt and your sin is hidden in Jesus, and God doesn't see it anymore. It is no longer connected to you. So now how are you going to live? Are you going to continue to live as if God hasn't made these radical changes? Or are you going to seek after the life, your life, that's hidden with Christ in God? Seek the things above. Because the day is coming when that hidden life is revealed to all. Now it is hidden. Your friends, they may not understand it. It may be hidden from them. The world certainly doesn't get it. But because you've been raised with Christ, you see it. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. Until the day, we're standing with Him in glory. To God be the glory, now and forever. Amen. Please stand for the blessing. And now may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we humbly come before your throne of grace, acknowledging our guilt and sin. We know that we have been distracted by the things of the world. We've chased after them and had inappropriate priorities. And we have made many sinful choices. But we thank you that you sent Jesus to hide our sin, and you have hidden your sin, our sin, in Him. And you have covered us up with His perfect life. Help us to trust that you have made this radical change in us, that you have raised us with Him in baptism, so that we now are your dearly loved children. Grant us a rich measure of your Spirit, that we would seek after the things above and set our minds on them, that we would pursue them and prioritize them in our lives. Continue to guide us with your word, that we would walk according to your will. bless our years at Bethany. Change us through her, that we may be your people, to the glory of your name and for the benefit of your church. Amen.